Guten Abend, Herr Boonivers und Frau Boonivers und Fräulein Boonivers und Herr Doktor Boonivers und Professor Boonivers und König Boonivers. What's Queen?
Well, King is
Kearney,
not...
Oh, not König, not König. Hmm. König. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know why I'm saying that really. Apart from the fact that Glühwein, yeah. Ich habe Glühwein getrunken. Ich habe viele Glühwein getrunken. And ich habe eine deutsche Mann gesprochen. Gesprechen, maybe.
You've spoken a German man?
Yeah. Yeah. Man muss mit deutscher Mann gesprechen. Sorry? Yeah. Yeah, good evening, everybody. It's me. Who would have guessed? I'm about to give Vance his food. He keeps sniffing my hand. Oh, my back hurts. Why does my back hurt? You know, but it particularly hurts today. Oh, now. Oh, God, Benny, put that there. Oh, yeah, that's to remind you to do something, isn't it?
Ironing board.
What was it to remind you to do? Yes. Oh, yeah, I used to remind me to iron a shirt too, yeah. Excellent. Okay, Vance. Okay, Vance. Oh, so it's about 11:30, and Fee wanted me to boo, and I can't remember why she wanted me to boo, but I'm booing. Mmm. What do we think, Vance? And you licking your lips. Mmm, you are. Smells good, doesn't it? I think so. Gorgeous. You can't beat a bit of Royal Canin. Oh, and there's a big wet patch in the floor that I've just trodden. Great. Oh, and I'm putting too much. Oh, my giddy aunt, Robert. Vance, Robert, who are you? Pour a bit of water out of there. It's a bit too wet. Whoops. Sorry, Vance, you've got soup. Right, there you go. Enjoy. Don't say I never give you anything different. No, door. The door gone. There's the door. Got a wet sock now. Hey, Funicle. Hey, where are you? In here? Is that spelled I-R? In ear. Or maybe it's E-A-R. The thing attached to your head? You can pull, yeah. Yeah, always pulling my ear. Makes a change for pulling my leg. Can you remind me, Funicle, why it was that I was booing? Oh yeah, losing the door, feeding Vance, yeah, and hiccuping. Yeah.
Why?
Because there've always been two bowls. Well, no, because a previous time when I came, I couldn't find the bowl that was left there, and so put another one down, and then realised that the other one was there in the first place. But it means that I can give him one food and one water. And the fact that you haven't noticed anyway suggests that you're not exactly missing a bowl. Maybe. Maybe. It's not rubbish, it's exciting, this boo. Yeah, yeah. It has me. I mean, what boo with me in it isn't exciting? No. Are you coming out of there, or are you planning on staying in there all night? Ah, that's good. Alright, so what I'm trying to find is my wash bag, which is somewhere in here. There's my wash bag, and I've just realised something else I need to take out of here, which is the rather nice, smelly Christmas decorations that we bought earlier on today. That smell wonderfully of cinnamon and orange and lemon and stuff. And I'm taking out the wrong bag. Wouldn't you just like to know?
Yeah.
Madam.
Yeah.
Hello. Wow, this bag smells amazing.
Mm.
I'll give the bag to you.
Oh, it does.
Vance is sniffing too.
It smells gorgeous.
What do you think, Vance? Do you like that?
Here you are. You can have a look what things I've picked.
Ah, yeah. I can. Okay.
Because you don't know yet.
I don't. Okay, so I have here a bag of cinnamon sticks.
Just quiet and down in touch because it is.
Oh, sorry. It's quite. Okay. I have a bag here. A bag of cinnamon sticks for placing on a radiating device.
And then when it heats up, it smells nice.
Oh, cinnamon.
The man said.
He did. He was a very nice man.
Yes.
Very clever man to have done all these things.
Yeah.
And there's another one here, so we can have one each.
Because we liked those ones.
We did. And then.
Have they got any fruit slices in them as well, those bags?
I don't know. And then there's Fee blowing into something. I think it's a breathalyzer, I think, to find out how drunk she is. What did it say, Fee?
It said incredibly and very naughty.
Very naughty, yeah. And there's a thing here with a sort of stick out one side and some round bits on it.
Fruit slices
and sticks.
Cinnamon sticks,
yeah, okay. And there is inside here a round one with.
I think it might be a lemon, actually.
A lemon, maybe. So I was going to have the lemon one, wasn't I?
You were. Because there was a lime one, but that didn't smell as much.
Mmm.
You're going to eat it?
Yeah. So are we getting all of them out, or am I keeping my ones in the bag, or what am I doing? Do you want to just have your ones out?
Well, so you don't forget yours. Okay.
Yeah. So let me give you. Here's your hangy one.
Okay, I'm just trying to think if there's somewhere nice I can hang it.
Hang it. And here's a bag.
Yeah. Oh, there are. There's a fruit slice in here too.
Ah.
Some filling sticks and some.
It smells amazing already. Clovey things. What? Trousers? My stollen is going to smell very fragrant by the time it gets home.
Yeah.
Oh, and I mustn't forget. Well, actually, in fact, there are a few things that I mustn't forget. First of all, Funicle.
Yeah. Oh, what's in here?
It was the additional thing that we were given by the Stollen people.
Ooh, the Dutch biscuits.
Yeah.
I'll put them up here.
Okay.
And we can have some tomorrow.
That'll be good.
Yeah, because I'm half Dutch and she liked me, basically.
She did. And we went back to. Although she gave it.
She gave
that was before
it
then.
The first time, yeah.
That's true. And I mustn't forget that in my pocket I have some marzipan, chocolate covered marzipan.
You don't want to be leaving that in your pocket because it might melt.
Well, it's probably okay in here, it's not that warm.
No, but in your pocket.
It's a coat pocket.
When you wear your
outside
coat,
pocket.
Though, it'll melt.
Okay. Well, I'll leave it for now.
Yeah, for now it'll
be alright. Yeah. I don't think now's the right time for eating chocolate covered marzipan.
Not really. And I don't want any anyway because I've just brushed my teeth.
No, chocolate covered marzipan's good. Where's the Vance gone?
He's just to my left.
Yeah, oh, there he is. Hello, big boy. Hello. Hello. How are you? You've got him on your back. You've got Vance. You've got really doggy breath. Did you know this? Do you think that's because you're a doggy? Maybe. Are you a doggy? Yeah. Yeah. You're a funny creature, aren't you? You're almost as funny as that fee.
Am I a funny creature?
Yeah, very funny creature.
So are you.
Yeah. We're all funny creatures together, aren't we, Vince? Funny creatures together. Boom, boom. My gorgeous doggy. You're a good boy. Aren't you? Oh, where are you going, Vince? What can you sniff? I know he's moving. Yeah, but he's moved. Oh, move together. Boom, boom. Yeah. Vance, why are you sort of pushing my hand away from your mouth? Is it that you don't want me tickling you on the nose? Maybe. Let's see. Tickle, 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 tickle. Are they? What are they the keys to? They're in your house. Well, they are. In your house.
In my house, yeah.
That is really weird. A ghost has been in here and left some keys.
Yes. I think they might have.
Are they the keys to your heart?
No.
Right. Just checking.
Well, I was looking at these hooks, you see.
Hooks. Ooh.
Lots of
keys, and they're different shapes.
Yeah.
There's some sort of mortise lock ones, and there's some sort of Yale lock things. And
there's a little flashy lighty thing up there as well, for some reason.
A flashy lighty thing? Yeah. Oh, like a key fobby thing.
Yeah, and that's very weird. I don't know why any of that's up there.
Very odd. Slightly bizarre.
Yeah. It is. I'd totally forgotten any of that was there. Very strange.
Where's the flash? How do you make the flashy lighty thing flash?
The batteries run out.
Oh! My giddy aunt. Okay. No, the batteries haven't run out. Don't look this way for a second, Fee.
No, I'm staying over here from you.
That's quite bright, actually.
Yeah, I know. You're
going to
turn it off now.
We're going to turn off now.
There are a couple of different modes, that's why.
Ooh, it flashed. Yeah, it's very flashy. I could attach it to Vance and I'd know where he was.
No. Or get epilepsy from
I don't think you get epilepsy from watching flashy lights.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's two fruit slices in this bag, actually, not just one.
Ooh, wow.
I'm putting it on the radiator.
I see. Impressive stuff.
You still do it in this nonsense?
Yeah, I am, yeah. I might just call it nonsense boo and see if anybody bothers to look at it.
Well, I will.
Will you?
Yeah.
Strange girl.
Yeah.
There's a funny thing on the back of the flashy lighty thing.
What, a bit of string?
No, it's a sort of... It feels like a sort of finger mould thing. You know,
I think it's for putting on a bike.
Oh, so you'd stick it on there somehow.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Very good. Oh, I have attached it to the keys.
Oh, okay.
Say, click. cannot get away. Although it still doesn't answer the question of why the keys are there, whose keys they are, what they unlock.
Presumably they're my keys, but I'm not quite sure what they're for or, yeah.
Are they for your shed?
Maybe. Or the bin room, or I'm not sure.
Hmm.
It's a very strange.
Perhaps we should go and try them out tomorrow. In every door in the building. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realise this was your flat. I thought it was mine.
So I'm hanging this up here.
Hanging what up? Where?
My smelly thing.
Oh, your smelly thing. Oh, yeah, it does smell.
Oh, it's now fallen off.
Oh, theatrical.
Trying to break it. That's not good.
Yeah, it's not good.
Taken down a decoration-y sort of thing, which I've actually forgotten what's
that was up there.
On it, and that it was even up there, and that it even existed, basically.
Where is the decoration-y thing?
There.
Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, I shall describe this to you somehow. Okay. It is oblong in shape.
Rectangle.
Oblong.
Long.
Oblong. Yeah. In fact, it's a long oblong.
Yeah.
On the back, it has what feels like a label. Probably says something, or maybe it's got a barcode on it. And at the bottom of this oblong, on the flat side, it's all the flat side actually, the facing side, there was a sort of slightly indented round thing. Moving upwards, there is a sort of cutaway rectangle within the oblong. I don't know. And it's got like a round bit, and various incisions.
It's probably, I think it's meant to be something, but I'm not sure what.
And it's got lots of round curly bits.
Yeah.
I think it's meant to be a round curly thing. Yeah. Like a flower, maybe.
No, I don't think it's a flower.
It's quite heavy.
I don't know what it's made of, but it might be fragile, so please be careful. Please?
I'm being careful. It feels like pottery. Some
maybe.
Description.
Yeah, maybe. Please, just, you know.
I'm being very careful. I'm being gentle. Please. It smells of oranges.
Well, yeah, that's because I've just been holding it in my hands.
Mm.
And they smell of Christmas.
Everything smells of Christmas in here.
Yeah.
Good, isn't it?
It is. And when we have the radiator on in the morning, it'll smell really lovely in here.
I know what this is.
What?
It's an earring.
It's not. It is not an earring.
It is.
Oh, hang on. I think part of it is like a cup or something, maybe? Because look, that bit there.
Yeah.
And there's like a handle there.
Oh, Fee. You're right. It's a jug. And it's got flowers in it. Because you've got the stems coming out the jug. Going up.
Oh, yeah.
Into curly bits.
Yeah, maybe.
It's a jug with curly bits. Why did you just hit me, Fee?
No reason. You were just there.
Thank you. That's normally people's excuse for climbing Everest, isn't it? Why did you climb it? Because it was there.
Well, you obviously like Everest.
Maybe that's me. Actually, it's meant to be pronounced Everest.
What?
The person for whom Everest was named used to pronounce his surname Everest.
You're just winding me up there.
No, I'm not.
Why are you grinning in that dodgy way?
No, I'm seriously not.
What person?
Mr. Everest.
Who was he then?
He was a geographer. Whatever. He used to...
Geographer.
Geographer.
Called Everest.
Called Everest. Yeah. And basically he was, I think, one of two people who mapped India with this amazing sort of pattern of triangulations running up from the coast. Up
I
to
bet
the mountains.
They don't call it Everest in India. I bet they call it something else.
Oh, I bet they do, yeah.
I'm cold now.
Because they probably wouldn't accept the fact that we discovered it, because it was already there and they probably knew about it.
I expect so. They just probably didn't tell these stupid English people who were kicking about the place.
Yeah. Oh, there's a big mountain over there.
I thought they can find it for themselves.
And they did. We did.
Mm.
And we decided it was ours.
You were there.
I was there, yeah, yeah.
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 Well, you are quite old, so you probably were.
And tall.
You
like Everest.
You were probably just in your 20s when that happened.
Probably.
Because, you know, now you're in your 50s or something.
Or you.
Now you're hiccuping.
Oh, pardon me.
And burping.
Yeah.
Hiccuping.
Mm.
And your tummy's going, wow, 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 wow.
Yeah. Mm.
It's got a kind of wow, wow techno beat going on.
Wow, wow. Well, well,
listen,
well,
sh-
well.
Listen. You talked over it.
Well, 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 well. There's no limit. Let's reach for the sky. To complete that game.
Oh, yeah.
What?
So, like, move your hands away before they started the tickling.
The tickling?
Yeah.
Tickling. I see no tickling. Anyway, tickling, not tickling. Speak proper English, will you?
Scone.
Scone.
Scone, 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 it's scone. Do, 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 do. Boom. Why are you making my hands clap together?
Because it's funny.
You're very strange. Ah! You tickled me, you tickler.
Tiggler.
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 Tigger.
I suppose I'll just talk this boo, really.
Probably should, yeah.
Funny boo.
Probably getting a bit...
bit boring. Bit much.
Bit too silly. Yeah,
silly
a bit much.
Boo,
yeah,
silly boo.
Silly boo.
Hey, I wonder if it's Saturday yet.
Not yet, no.
Actually, because your thing hasn't gone... It's...
No, it will any second, actually, and no, if you keep booing.
And no birdies have gone...
Well, they don't in the middle of the night. It might start going, wah!
Like you.
Like you. Oi, don't knee me. That's not very nice.
Sorry.
That's really not very nice.
It's not very nice, is it? But you were trying to tickle me.
I know.
It was an instinctive reaction, was stop the tickling.
With the knee?
With the knee, yeah. Sorry about that. Ladies and gentlemen of the Boon of Us, I have her wrists.
Yeah.
She's not going anywhere.
For now.
For now. Yeah.
For now.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a chilly nose on my forehead. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm always putting cayenne pepper on it. Yeah. Nice try. Well, I don't know how I'm going to stop the boo holding onto your wrist at the same time.
That's not going to work, is it?
I know. When's midnight coming?
Any second.
How do you know?
Because my phone just went doo-doo, which means it's nearly the hour.
Oh. The hour. Nearly the hour. But surely it should go doo-doo. Oh, no, but that's only if you've got both a male and a female, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because
the male goes
woo. Woo. Why does it never go woo, twit? Woo, twit.
Maybe it's just the female that calls the male a twit all the time.
Yeah, maybe. Twit. Doo.
They're like humans, really.
I'd make a good owl, wouldn't I?
Yes, darling.
Oh, I had a click. That's fire.
No, it does. It is the clock. The clock clicked as well.
Oh, is that midnight then?
The clock clicked, top tick. Yeah, it's going to... The alarm on that apple clock's going to go off in a second. And ladies and gentlemen, it is a clock in the shape of an apple.
Not an apple in the shape of a clock.
Yeah.
What?
When you said clock, you just spat on my forehead by mistake.
Did I?
Yeah. May I be let go now to... thank you.
Why is it doing that? Does it do that every night?
Yes, because somebody set it for me and accidentally turned it on as well. It goes off every night.
Do you have to get out of bed every night at midnight and put through that off?
I'm never in bed at midnight anyway. Oh, yeah. Apart from I was the other night and I was so sleepy that I didn't even know
it. Does it stop on its own?
Well, presumably so. It wasn't still going off the next morning.
I wonder if you... I wonder how we change that.
Take it to London and get Mark to do it.
Yeah.
Make the funny tunes again.
Take it to Mark and just leave it in flat.
No, because then dip, I wouldn't have my clock anymore. Well, should we see what the temperature is?
Yeah. I bet it's 19 degrees, as it always is.
12 o'clock a.m., 18.4
degrees. Well, close enough. No. It's only 0.6 of a degree out. That's hardly much.
No, sorry, it's wrong.
It's not wrong.
Wrong.
Sorry, didn't mean to stamp.
Don't stamp like a child.
I'm sorry.
Child. Do you know what we do to children?
No, we don't tickle them.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't tickle.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Oh, but we do.
Stop grabbing the cable around my neck.
I'm not grabbing the cable. I'm trying to tickle you.
You might kill me.
Yeah, oh well.
Ooh, I think that's very nice.
Oh, well. Yeah, oh well.
God, ladies and gentlemen of the Booniverse, don't you think this is horrible? She doesn't think it's that bad to kill me.
What,
if you discover Booniverse,
oh, you're hurting this
if you discover Booniverse, I've let go, by the way.
That you're dead. That you're dead.
That I'm dead in the morning. You know who did it. Except for one thing, that the Boo wouldn't have been uploaded. But
yeah, and I certainly wouldn't upload it.
Would you not?
No.
Why not?
Because I'd be incriminated. I'd do my best to delete it, wouldn't I?
Oh, yeah, but then it'd be obvious. If you deleted it, then they would know. Then they would know. No, they would know this was you.
I don't really want to kill you.
Do you not?
No.
You sure?
If you stop tickling me, especially. Thank you.
That's all right. Well, I suppose I want to finish this, be ready.
Not yet.
No, not yet. Oh, no. Oh, no. No. Please, no. Anything. Yes, please, stop. Please. That's enough.
Just seeing you what it was like.
I know what it's like, see.
Yeah, but it was quite fun. Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, you
poor Robert.
Poor Robert. I could do it again if you
no.
like.
No! It's enough.
Shall I give you a cuddle instead?
Yeah. I think so.
There we go. Let's be friends again.
She's very sweet, really.
We weren't really not friends. It was just fun.
It was a bit of fun.
Yeah. And I don't really think oh well.
Do you not?
No.
Oh, that's good.
I'd actually be quite...
Slightly worried there.
I'd be sad, actually.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Well, I suppose I wouldn't be, would I?
Probably not, no. I would. I'd be very sad.
Yeah.
And the Booniverse would be very sad.
Yeah, think of all the paperwork.
Yeah, you better stay alive, I think.
Yeah, probably better.
Staying alive! Staying alive!
Staying alive!
Midnight.
Oh, yeah. Didn't think I was good, though.
It was quite, extraordinary.
Extraordinary, yeah.
I thought that was quite diplomatic for me.
It's impressively diplomatic for you.
For me. You could have left out the for you.
For you, sorry.
Cheeky boy.
Yeah, no, that's enough. Right, I'm going to finish this boo.
Bye-bye, Booniverse.
Bye-bye, Booniverse.
Oh, come on, smile.
Goodbye, Booniverse.
We echoed in the harp.
Goodbye, Booniverse. We did as well. Booniverse. No. Booniverse. 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 Ah, 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 ah. Staying alive. I should have been a Bee Gee.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, if you say so.
I do.
You might have given someone the heebie-jeebie Bee Gees.
I might have done, yeah. Where's the harp gone, anyway?
Where's the harp gone? Yeah, it's just moved randomly. It's
moved the harp. Stop doing it now. Oh, it's there.
Where's the harp gone?
No, it's moved again. It's not, moving.
It's a massive harp. It doesn't just move on its own.
Somebody's moved the harp.
I don't think so.
Oh, hang on. I think I'm in the... I don't think I'm quite where I thought I was. Hang on a second.
You just got lost in my living room already.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
This is why this is a funny boo.
There's the harp, yes. There we go, finally. Good, good. I won't play it because it's the middle of the night.
Yes. You could tinkle a couple of the teeny strings, I suppose.
Oh, yes, the teeny. Oh, shh.
The teeny ones are at the other end.
I know, I'm finding the other end.
They'll tip for you.
Shh. Oh, sorry.
Anyway, that's not a teeny string.
Is it not? Yes, it is. It's a... Oh, it goes even teenier. Wow. Oops. That's nice.
Sounds like a sort of tune about icicles or something, doesn't it? Because it sounds like a chilly, wintry, winter's day kind of icy tune. That was a spiky icicle.
And the big polar bear comes.
Yeah. Actually, that sounds more like a ray of sunshine.
It does.
That isn't quite in tune. And now I've got text. I'm just going to plug my earphones in just for a sec and have a read. See what it is. It's probably not important, but just... I'm just going to... Someone a quick ring back.
Really?
He's just texted.
Do you want me to pause this boo?
That's a good idea.
Okay. Goodbye, boo universe. I'll leave you with a note.
False recording button.